I don't know. Awfully beautiful day here in Tucson. I bet it's prettier here than in Phoenix.
It's a bluebird day. There ain't a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, here either. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Arizona Saturday morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we answer your questions about home remodeling, improvement, or maintenance. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here every single Saturday morning to talk to you. You just reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348.
Let's bring Cody? Do I have that correct?
Cody.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome.
Hi. My husband and I are building a house, and I noticed on one of your previous programs on the website that you had talked about electrical outlets that had the USB ports right in them. And that sounded great to me. I was wondering if you had any other suggestions on, like, a website I could go on to and see other ideas that might help the house to be more up to date.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you retaining a general contractor to build it, or are you and your husband self-superintending the home?
My husband is a general contractor.
Okay.
And we don't generally do residential. We do commercial work.
Okay.
So I'm not up on all the residential things.
Okay. And to be honest with you, I'm not up on all the residential. I was up on everything last Friday. But it's changed since then.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So you're going to need to find someone. And we had someone on air, Romy, the last time we were at the Saba Home Show. And we're going to have to track that fella's name down and get him in touch with Cody.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
We had him on air.
I think I may be able to find him. But if you want to go see some examples, the Electronic House magazine, they've got a website, Electronic House.
Okay.
Before you do, and this is very important, Cody, lock your checkbook and your credit card in a safe and give the key and combination to your best friend and promise not to that they won't return it until you're done and you have a budget for the home that you're going to stick to, because you can spend a lot of money in a very short period of time.
Don't worry. I have a husband that will take the credit card.
All right.
Yeah, but I would like – it just seems so convenient to have the USB ports right there. And we're always running around unplugging and, you know, plugging in somewhere else. So I thought that was so neat of an idea that if there was anything else out there that would be like that, I would sure like to look at it.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, Cody, the other thing that we got, it's a manufacturer called Legrand, L-A-G-R-A-N-D-E, Legrand.
Mm-hmm.
And they make those receptacles. And the other thing they made that they shipped to us and we tried them out is they have the coolest little receptacle for your bathroom or down your hall that determines when it's dark. And this little bitty LED light comes on, and it's just enough that you don't have to have any other lights on to see your way down the hall or for the kids to make their way into the hall bathroom. So Legrand Electrical Devices is the one that sent us a bunch to test. And I put them in my house, and I just love them. I don't know that they're the only manufacturer. I don't know that they're the best manufacturer. They sent them to me for free, and I installed them, and I love them.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
I do have one suggestion.
Yes.
It just seems like whenever you buy the first generation of anything, you're a guinea pig. So let somebody else be a guinea pig and get something that's proven. You know, even we've just suffered many times buying something that's brand new because you want to have the latest and the greatest, and then you end up finding out that something's major wrong. So,
we'll get you the name of the man we interviewed at the Saba Home Show last time.
His name's Chad.
I can tell everyone else that's looking for someone. The guy I go to in Phoenix is a man by the name of Don Stabley at 480-325-5015. He's kind of the home theater, home electronics, smart home guru that we pitch through. He's our expert, and I'm sure if you wanted to get a hold of him and talk to him, he could direct you as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Cody,
so much.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
And the gentleman from the Saba Home Show is Chad at AV Specialists. It's proavspecialists.com. He does residential and commercial. And one thing I will tell you, or anyone else looking that's building a home, just overwire your home to the T. I know there's a lot of wireless technologies, but you know what? I would rather do something hardwired than wireless. I don't know what it is, but man, if I can run a hard wire and eliminate the wireless function, I will. And you can, you know, it'll just give you more options. You'll at least have the wires run for the home.
That's right. I'm not a big believer in putting things in the cloud either. They keep telling us how safe it is, and I think Blue Cross Blue Shield Anthem Medical Services is going to have a issue about maybe the cloud isn't as safe as we all thought it was. What is it, 85 million IDs? Listen, we're here broadcasting
goodness.
From KNST in Tucson. I've invited my good friend and Rosie certified Adobe expert, John Shimon, Adobe King. John, thanks for taking time and coming in and joining us. We're going to be talking in the 10 o'clock hour, how to take care of these territorial homes.